coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This message is titled Incantations.
We are in a period in the church age that is very significant. Very, very significant. Very important. And it is also a part of the fiercest battle of war. And that is one of the reasons that the Spirit of God is giving us required information for this time. Information that we need to use. Practical information. Or shall I say practicable information. There are different times and seasons in the world. And God wants us to know what time we're living in. What time? The scriptures that He gave us provide adequate information. You know, when you study the Bible, you find the apostles, right from the early church, stating the last days. Now, some people think that they've been talking about the last days for so long, and so maybe there will be no end to such a discussion. No, they're wrong. When the apostles talked about the last days, they referred to different things, and the way to know what they were dealing with would be to know who they were addressing when they talked about the last days. When you study that, you discover what they meant. Firstly, in addressing the children of Israel, the Apostle Peter's use of the last days. Was very accurate. Because he wasn't dealing with the last days of the church. He was dealing with the last days of Israel. And when you study the prophetic writings, you would find that they were in such last days, they didn't realize how close they were. First, the end of their calendar had come very close. Daniel's prophetic writing stated that there were 70 weeks of years. Determined for Israel, leading up to the establishment of the millennial reign of the Messiah. And he let them know that all the way up to the 69th week, God was running a calendar that had a lot to do with them until the Messiah would be cut off in the 69th week. Now, he told them they got 70 weeks. If you have 70 weeks of years, and you get to the 69th week, doesn't that tell you you are close to the end? How else do you want to be told that you are near the end? 69th week, Messiah shall be cut off. And he was. Then, between the 69th week and the 70th week, you have the church age. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have to believe in his message. You will have to believe his words. To believe in Jesus Christ is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, meaning that he is God in human flesh. You'd have to believe that. And that means you'll have to believe that whatever he said was truth. This Jesus stated that the prophecy of Daniel was true. He confirmed the prophecy of Daniel. And stated that the 70th week that Daniel referred to will come. Jesus stated it. He himself was crucified in the 69th week, according to the prophetic writings of Daniel. So if this Jesus said the 70th week will come, you better believe him. Then you go into the same scriptures of the prophets to find out when will the 70th week begin. Come to find out in the scriptures, as I did show you on several occasions, the scriptures clearly tell us that the time between the 69th week and the 70th week is 2,000 years. 2,000 years. To assume that that is a speculation is to ruin one's faith and ruin one's life. Because then you have no clue aside what the Bible says. Then you have no information. Then that's when you would really be speculating. Because you will be speculating that there is no information, but there's no definiteness of time with regards to this. You will be speculating.
Coming to you with
work. We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you.